I've heard of Christians long ago. They were cold before the tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die.
Hallelujah!
For the Son of God. What I would never, never deny. The great angelic higher sea. We can almost say their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to what to the Lamb with all.
Sing of a good old sister who went to a foreign land, and she met the person who took her to a Boaz. Amen. Let's sing that song. Someone asked me, 2 weeks they've been asking. Let's sing Ruth Deciding. We haven't sang it for a long time. Amen. Put yourself in that picture this morning.
Entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following thee. Where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. Where will I be buried? Lord, do so to me. So devoted, part thee and me. Kinsman Redeemer. He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you come. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. For life, drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let a tired tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you found grace. Oh, as a Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. Ruth decided, Ruth serving, Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. Ruth decided, Ruth serving, Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. My Kinsman Redeemer is the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found grace. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. Shall I not see grace? Yeah.
just what I long for. A heart that follows all after me, who I long for a pure heart, a pure heart. That's what I long, that's what I long for, my Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, your grace and your mercies, your protection that has seen us through the week that is gone. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you in our working places, the sustaining power that has seen us through, oh God. Oh, Father, this morning, the grace that we have received, oh, to come to your presence, Lord. Oh, many mercies that you've given to us. Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. We give glory to you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, as even we surrender to you, oh God, Lord, this morning, all that we are looking for, Lord, that we know that something so good is in store, Lord, for us. So, Lord Jesus, come, Lord, and make your word alive unto us. Lord, this morning, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we stand at your presence to begin the week, Lord, right from your presence, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We give glory to you. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We have prayer requests here. Our precious brother Vlad is at work, and our precious sister Julie also is at work. Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another beautiful day like this, O God. Father, we thank you that we have been awakened by the rising of the sun. And the Lord, we find ourselves right in your presence, O God. Father, we don't want to speak Laodicean language, where it says we are rich and have need of nothing. Lord, this morning we've come with all humility, Lord Jesus, Father, knowing that you are our high priest, whom we can touch with our infirmities. So, Lord, this morning, Father, we've come, O God, that you heal us, Lord Jesus, spiritually and physically. And even, Lord, we commit our brother and our sister, Lord, into your hands as they are at work, O God. Father, you are everywhere, and you know how to speak to your children. And, Father, we believe that, Lord, whatever, Lord, you give to us here this morning, Lord, you give the portion also abundantly and exceedingly, O God. Even as many that weren't able to come also, Lord, we commit all into your hands. And, Father, this very hour we know our pastor also, somewhere in Wales, Welsh, Lord Jesus, we commit him into your hands, Lord. That, Father, the saints over there, Lord, let your Holy Spirit sweep over every meeting that, Lord, is going on at any corner of the world this morning where the bride has met to God. Blessing each and every one, Lord. And, Father, let our pastor come back, Lord, with testimonies to the glory of your name. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus, as we stand at your feet, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, speak to us. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Before we read the word, we have visitors here. Amen. Brother Stephen, that's Brother Tony's friend. Brother Stephen, God richly bless you. And we have Mustafa, that's Brother Shasha's friend. Mustafa. Oh, God richly bless you. You are all welcome to the house of God. And we see you not as visitors, we see you as what? Part of Jesus Christ's children. Amen. Let's now turn to the word of God. We shall read something from Luke 18, 18 to 27. Luke 18. 18 to 27. Let's hear the word of God. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "How callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" Who then can be saved? And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, even as prayer had already been said, Father, put me aside and speak to your children this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, this morning maybe it will be a surprise. This morning message is for the children. Praise the Lord. Today, children, it's your turn. So I want to hear amen from all your corners where you are. Oh, praise the Lord. And our topic this morning is come, follow me. Jesus is saying, come, follow me. So children, this morning is yours. Praise the Lord. In 1963, there was a graduation in Tucson, and the prophet was invited to speak to the children. And of course, the parents were there. So it's just like we have this morning. Amen. Children and their parents. Praise the Lord. So the prophet was saying here, he said, I thought it would be a good chance to talk to you all, you see. And then also thought it would be good to speak to the kids just a little bit before your graduation. Read a verse out of the Bible and just talk to you from my heart. Amen. So he said it's a privilege to talk to you all. That means the parents and the children. So that's what we see here this morning. Amen. And in that message book, Come Follow Me, preaching 1963 in Tucson, paragraph 30 said, I think the word come follow me, that would be the best advice I could give if I was talking to 10,000 kids. It's a command, and it's the greatest thing that I think that was ever offered anybody, and especially a young person. Follow me. Amen. The prophet said he thinks it's the best thing to be offered, to ask you, children, Jesus Christ asking you, come, follow me. Amen. Now, from what we read, Luke 18, he said, a young man met Jesus Christ, you know the story already, and then he asked a question. He said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? I believe this question is for all of us. Praise the Lord. And each and everyone, a true Christian, would like to receive what? A true answer to this question. Praise God. What shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? That is what? Our destination. That's where every Christian is what? Hoping to reach. So it's a question that belongs to all of us. And we follow the story how Jesus told him that go and what? Obey all the commandments. And this young man, he said, I've done all from my youth. And when you look at Matthew, how he recorded it, even he asked Jesus, what lackest I? He asked Jesus, I've done all, what lackest yet I? Praise God. And Jesus told him, thou lackest one thing. Go sell all that you have and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in what? In heaven. And then come, follow me. Amen. Come and then follow me. But this young man was so sorrowful, he turned away from Jesus Christ. Children, this morning, don't be like him. Don't turn away from him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus said something that it will be very difficult for what? A rich man to enter into what? The kingdom of God. Even it will be easier for a camel to go through what? The eye of a needle. Then the people around said, then who can be saved? Then Jesus said, these things with men is impossible, but with God it's possible. Amen. With God it's possible. And so, children, the prophet this morning is telling you, you are surely going to follow someone. Are you listening? You are going to follow someone. He said there's going to be something in someone which is going to strike you. See? Strike your mind. So there is going to be something, you see, in someone that is going to arrest your attention. And so you got to stop and do what? And look. There's going to be something in someone which is going to attract you into it. Then you begin to do the same thing as that person is doing. So something in someone which you will love to be like. Now you want to imitate the person. Children, are you listening? Amen. Amen. The prophet said, you are going to follow somebody. And the way you follow that person, the prophet said, be sure who this person is following. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You are going to follow someone, but watch closely who that person is following. That's why Apostle Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I am also what? I'm also a follower of Christ. Amen. You see? So Paul is someone we can follow because he followed Christ. So whoever you follow, watch the life of that person whom he is following. Then the prophet started talking about the kids in the streets. Listen closely. He said, those kids out there, I said, today is for you children. Praise God. Amen. So listen closely. He said, those kids out there running up and down the street and carrying on the way they are, smoking cigarettes and drinking liquor, and girls dressed immorally. Children, do you see them? Will you see them? Smoking cigarettes, and drinking liquor, and girls dressed immorally and things. So they are girls and boys like you are. See? So they are human like you are. Said they love, they eat, they drink, they sleep, they breathe, they go to die. They are people like you. But the thing is, they have been possessed with an evil spirit and they don't know it. Children, take notice of it. If you see children out there smoking, drinking, immorally dressed. The prophet is saying they are possessed with evil spirit. Praise God. Amen. And he said, and they don't know it. They don't know that they are possessed with what? Evil spirit. So it brings us to what? Laodicea. Amen. Brings us to Laodicea. See? No, it's not that, that they are blind, naked, wretched, and they don't know it. That's the spirit of Laodicea. He said, it is because sometimes some leader that has they have been following that has led them into that wrong road. That means they have followed someone into that kind of life. They followed someone. They saw something in someone that attracted them, that arrested their attention. And then they got themselves into what? Into it. They become what? Like them. He said, now you girls and boys, you know better. He was talking to them. He said, you here, you know better. Isn't it? You know better. And you have been taught better. You have got a what? Very good Sunday school teachers. So they are teaching you really well. So the prophet said, for you, you know better. Because you have what? Better parents. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You have better parents. Children, anytime you go on your knees praying, pray for daddy, pray for mommy. Because your daddy and papa, your daddy and mommy, they never receive it the way you have received it. Praise God. Listen closely. All the parents, they were somewhere. They were somewhere. Then it took the grace of God to bring your papa and mama into this truth. And then you have received abundant grace. That your papa and mama raising you under this message, the truth, the message of the hour. Your daddy and mommy never received it that way. So he said, you have got a sounder training than to do anything like that. No one here will ever be out there drinking and smoking. Isn't it true? Amen. He said, one of the reasons is that they have been following someone who had led them into it. And then the second thing is that, he said, because the churches that they go are modern churches, modernistic. See, the churches that they go, they don't speak the truth to them. They allow anything at all to come in. So they don't see any difference. He said, they just live for the day. My brother, that's one thing that's very dangerous. To live for the day. Do you understand it? You wake up, you sleep, and then life goes on unabated. As you are living for the day. No planning. So they just live for the day. See? And, oh my, the morals become virtue to them. Morals have become what? Virtue to them. Filthy morals have become what? Virtue. And that's what we have today. Today, they take what? Homosexuals as what? Something modern, isn't it? Now, all these things, they consider them as virtues in this our day. I quite remember when I was a young boy. In my circles, if you don't know how to smoke, then you are not what they call guy. You are not a guy because you don't know how to smoke. So you never get a girlfriend. Praise the Lord. You see. So what? Filthy morals have become what? Virtues to them. That's what is happening today. So the prophet said, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So we are back to that place again. We are back to what? Noah's day. That's where we are. Where morals become virtue to them. Today, gay and homosexuals have become what? The thing of modern trend. That has become the enlightenment of the day. See? And now the natural marriage between man and woman is considered what? Outdated. See? Youths, young boys, they come with what? Some hideous haircut. See? Some you can up to the length of what? 1 foot high. See? All they did what? They saw it. Someone had done it and they are what? They are following it. See? So you get what? 1 foot high. And then the women also, the girls also, it has become what? A competition. How you can what? Scantily dress. Huh? Your own is what? Really scanty. Last Friday when I was coming to church, you know that road that joins Ballymun here? Huh? There's a bus stop there and there was some traffic. And I saw 3 girls. I could just take their ages up to maybe 12 or 13 years. They were standing at the bus stop. And they were wearing, oh my God, a kind of what? Jeans. They've cut it to the extent that half of their back is just exposed. My. Brethren, children, you see that? That scanty dressing, do you know the origin where it comes from? Do you know where it comes from? Right from the Garden of Eden. Amen. When Adam and Eve sinned, when they refused to take the word of God, and rather took the word of what? Satan. When they found out that they were naked, it was the idea of Satan for them to what? Wear that fig leaves. Praise the Lord. Because they weren't in line with God anymore. They were in line with what? Satan. And to cover themselves, fig leaves. And I call it fig leaf dressing. Praise the Lord. Almost what? Naked. Naked, and they never knew that they were naked. Laodicea spirit. You see? And when God came to the Garden of Eden, their nakedness, they could not what? They had to hide. Their covering was what? Out of the way. And God had to what? Cover them. Amen. Amen. God had to do what? Cover them. And in covering, an innocent blood has to be shed. Amen. So my sisters, little girls and my sisters seated here, when you put on something and your mommy or your daddy says, mm-mm-mm-mm, look, it is what? It is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the word of God. God dressed them and covered the whole of their body with what? A bloodshed skin. Praise the Lord. An innocent blood had to be shed. So the dressing that you are dressing, it is what? God's coat. His code of dressing. Amen. It is not something that anybody is trying to hang upon you, sisters. No, sir. It is the code of God. Though the prophet said covering is what? Is religion. And yes, It proves the way how you dress, where you come from. The kind of religion, that word you are listening to. Amen. Amen. When you see Muslim, don't you see her? They cover them sometimes, even all the eye, only the eye you see, see. So dresses also shows the kind of religion you are in. Right. Praise the Lord. And so it's the code of God. God covered their bodies, see, a skin of a shed blood lamb for a covering. They had Christ, the word, as what? As a covering. So the way how you dressed, keeping every part of your body, what? Intact. It is the code of God's dressing. You have put on the word of God. Amen. And the word of God you put on is not, or shouldn't be only the outside appearance, but the inside also. Because if the inside, the word is there, it will portray outside. Because the prophet said, whatever is the inside, it will what? It will show at the outside. So receive the word of God, the Holy Ghost in your life, and it will what? It will reflect on what you put on. Praise the Lord. At the same time, let me just give you another time when I was going to UK at Buzaras here. You know, it has a very mighty floor. There was this girl also wearing a earphone, holding a small book, and just twisting the whole place over there. And the mommy was standing there looking at her. And even sometimes the mommy will also make hands like this. Look at that. See? This is not juvenile delinquency. That's what? Parent delinquency. Praise the Lord. I really look at it and say, this woman need a posterior what? Protoplasm stimulation. Amen. You know, that's the idiomatic word for spank. The prophet's word. Amen. Posterior protoplasm stimulation. That's from the prophet. Praise the Lord. As you need some spanks. Praise the Lord. And she was enjoying what the daughter was doing. See? So there are many Christians in this city tonight or this morning that can tell you all about Hollywood but know nothing about God. And themselves, they call themselves what? Christians. He said, it is a shame. Amen. It's a prayer meeting. Prayer meeting night comes. You stay at home, watch their television, instead of what? Going out for the prayer meeting. Isn't that right? He said, sure it is. Everything, time to read papers, time to do this, time to your society gatherings and things, but no time for God. You have time for everything, but no time for God. Time to stay on what? Facebook. Praise the Lord. Many hours staying on Facebook. Hey, watch it, my brother, my sister. And Twister? Twitter or what? Praise the Lord. I call it Twister. To twist you. See? They put it there, they've taken the S. It's something there to twist. Amen. You tweet and tweet and then you get twisted. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Waste time on that, no time for what? For God. Amen. To pray. Amen. So that's the reason the world is in the condition today. Amen. Having got time to take care of the children. Let them run the streets. See? A little small one to mothers. Now listen to what the prophet is saying. But I know mothers here, you are not like that. He said, you women, calling yourself real mothers, and don't even know where your kiddies are at half of the time. That's not only in the Methodist, in the Presbyterian, but that is also in the Pentecostal. True. See? You don't know where your children are. At some particular hours, you don't know where your children are. And children also, listen closely. Anywhere you want to go, you tell mommy, tell daddy. I want to hear amen for the children. Amen. Okay, I will say the amen for you. Praise the Lord. It's talking about juvenile delinquency. It's a whole lot story of about what? A lot of about what? Parent delinquency. What the parent need today is to get some of that old beer cans. That's why I said here, it doesn't actually go with us. But let us read it. Let us say it. It wouldn't be only beer cans. It could be something else. Praise the Lord. That has been taking your time. You don't have time for the children. Could be what beer cans that take off all those beer cans out of the ice box out there. Or take the cards off the table and put the Bible right there. And open it and call the kids around and have a prayer meeting. So a little for the parents. Because the prophet said, it's good to speak to all of you. Amen. So that's what we need today, a good old-fashioned, St. Paul's revival. Amen. I believe that the parents here, children, your parents here, they are doing really good. Amen. The Sunday school teachers are doing wonderful. Your pastor has been preaching the right thing to you all the time. Amen. Now, let us come back to this young man who met Jesus Christ. That's what the prophet says. He said, no doubt that this kid was born in a good home, like all of you. Now we are coming towards something. Children, listen. He's comparing this young man to you now. That he was what? He came out from a good home, like you kids are. He was brought up with good parents. Because it proved it. When Jesus presented him the commandments, he said, I've kept all. That means he was what? He had been brought up really good at home. He said, it showed that he had been brought up right. He wasn't just a snatch out, he had been brought up as a kid like you are. Probably came out under God-fearing mother and daddy, as you have here this morning. See, and the daddy and the mother, they've been praying constantly. That's what your parents have been doing. They pray. See, if you don't see them praying, look, in here, there's always what? The prayer for his children. Every parent. So today, you children, listen closely. Your parents hear all the time. You are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They are here all the time. You may not see it. They are here. So he said, father and mother praying constantly that their son would not turn out an ordinary man. That he would be what? An extraordinary man. See? That's what your parents want you to be. All parents want that. See? And that's the ambition of any parent. To do the best for their children. That they can educate them, give them the things that they may need, and what even they couldn't get, they will give it to you. You see? That's the way I feel about my own children. That's the prophet said. That's the way I feel about my children. So, children, listen. Your parents, they carry you always in their heart. Amen. They carry you in their heart. So sometimes when they reprimand you, it's for a cause. They want the good of you. That's why they are doing that. They take the pain to say something hard to you. Because they want you They really want you to be an extraordinary somebody. Praise the Lord. Now listen closely here. Your parents do all the best that they can. The others, their ambition. Now, it comes to you, the young men and the children. They will do everything for you. They want you to come out what? As an extraordinary child in the Lord. That's what they want you to be. But when you go out, what you have been seeing, what you have been looking at, they may not know. But the thing is that as you are growing, the prophet says it's going to come out. Said, but here, what is it? What is in the kid is going to come out. No matter where it is, his God is going to come out. So whatever you have been following, secretly, it will come out. Praise the Lord. Whatever you are doing in secret, it will do what? It will come out. Last Friday, we're talking about the eye of God. Said it sees every corner. Let me read it. He said, John saw his eyes like what? Were as what? Flames of fire. And he said, those fiery flaming eyes of the judge are even now recording the lives of all flesh. That eye of God is recording every activity. See? And he said, it's running to and fro through the earth. There is nothing he does not know. Your father will not know it. Your mommy will not know it. But there is one eye you cannot hide from him. He knows everything. That he knows the desire of your heart and what the intents of your heart. He knows everything. And that there is nothing hidden that shall not be what? Revealed. And all these things are naked before him. He said, think of it. He knows even what you are thinking now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Right now, even as the word is coming, either you are repelling it or whatever you are doing, he said, he knows it. Amen. So open your heart and receive, because he knows what is in your mind now. He said, if it is good in there, it will come out. If it is evil, it will come out. So what you are now is what you are probably be the rest of your life. So take notice of it. You are on a changing spot. What the prophet said, you are on a changing spot. That means you, at this time, you have as grace to make your what? Your future life. Amen. Children, youths, this is the time you go to what? Make your life. Because he said you are on a changing spot. Amen. And now listen to what he said here. He said, do you know what? 86% of conversion to Jesus is done before 21 years old. 86. Conversion to Jesus Christ is done before 21 years. So all that are below 21 years, take notice. It is true. It's at 86. So we have what? 100 minus 86. Is that what? 14, eh? Is it correct? So about 14%, you go beyond 21 years and then what? You accept Christ. But you see, it is not what? It's not something that you got to base your faith on. But the prophet is saying, the prophet from God, your own prophet is saying this, that 86% will be true Christians before they are 21. So if you are below 21, take notice of it. And begin to do what? Make what? Hay. Whilst it is what? The sun is up. Praise the Lord. It shows, it said the statistics shows it. 86% that come to Christ come before they are 21. So make your decision. As you are sitting here, what you are thinking, he knows. Let me remind you, he knows. So bring your heart in and listen. He knows. Praise the Lord. You see, when you have caught Christ in your life, it doesn't matter where you go. Amen. It doesn't matter. When you catch Christ, it doesn't matter where you go. It will continually be what? Be part of your life. It can never change you. Do you want scripture? Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Praise the Lord. Look at where they were sent to. Praise the Lord. But the scripture said they never defiled themselves. Because they have already caught what? Christ in their lives. So nothing could what? Nothing could change them. Praise God. Because the prophet said, why he's saying that? He said, after you pass that age, you become more molded or set up in your ways. After you have gone, after 21 years, he said, now you have become more molded. You have become what? Set up in your own ways. That is the time we, the parents, we find it very difficult even to what? To tell you something. Amen. Amen. That's the time you can stand and try to challenge what? Your papa and your mama. Because you are molded in your own self now. In your own ways now. But meanwhile, hold on. Maybe you are going astray. You are going the wide way. Your parents want you to take what? The narrow way. Said you are molded. After that age, you are molded in your own setups, your own ways. Oh, it's possible, you see. It's possible that at 70, 80 years and older, yeah, people come into Christ. He said, yeah, it is true. Praise the Lord. But here, he's talking to the youth. Catch Christ before you reach that 21 years and make sure you are like Daniel, you are like Meshach, you are like Shadrach, you are like Abednego. That nothing can what? Change your life. He said, you make yourself when you are young. That's the prophet saying. You make yourself when you are young. You set your ambition what you want to do. And what you are trying to achieve in life. Take notice of this. Youth. You see, now from the child, now we are coming up to the youth, now to the 21, getting to that 21. Now you have to set up what? He said, make yourself when you are young. Set your ambition, what you want to do, and what you are trying to achieve in life. But meanwhile, when you want to achieve something in life, place God first. Amen. Amen. Place God first. Let's read Psalm 27. from verse 4. My children, if you really in your prayer, there are many things in the scripture that you can base upon in your prayers. But watch this scripture. Amen. If possible, let it be always on your heart, on your lips, on your mind, on your heart. Amen. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after. Make that thing in your heart. Amen. That one thing you desire and you will seek after. That you will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. Amen. Let it be your prayer. Amen. Amen. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Let's go on, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, you see, in the time of trouble, he shall hide you in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide you. He shall set you up upon a rock. Amen. Amen. He will set you up upon what? A rock, not on a sinking sand. And upon the rock, because in lifetime, the rains are going to descend upon you. The winds are coming. The storms will beat upon you in your life. Making up your life, all these things are going to come. But one thing is that as long as he has placed you upon the rock, you will never walk, you never fall. Praise God. You will never fall. Because you are standing upon what? That rock. Amen. Give me the verse 6. He said, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Let it be your prayer. The Lord help me. Place me upon that rock. Because in life journey, your parents know. That's why they want you to what? Want you to be have that foundation. The rocky that rock found as your foundation. Your parents loves you, children. Your parents loves you. They want the best for you. If only you can what? You can believe it. Praise the Lord. Now, the prophet now comes here. This young man, he had everything. He had everything. Praise the Lord. He lacked nothing. That's why I said, what lackest I? See. But the prophet is saying, it doesn't always have to be wealth. Amen. Pursuing your future life, it shouldn't be always what? Money. How you can be rich. Shouldn't be only that. It shouldn't be what? The question of what? Beauty. It shouldn't be what? All about what? Education. It's not what? The question of what? Popularity. How you be popular. As you are going through that life. Because he said, some pretty girl, she's got her beauty that she can think of. See? She's very proud about her beauty. Maybe she's very popular in school. Maybe the boy, you see, very fine boy, eh? And can get any girl, see, he wants. He feels that he's kind of what? Secured. Listen, that's not security. That's not security. That will fade just like the flower in the field. It will go. Won't be long. just a few tenths of the sun, and that is gone. And then you've got what? A soul that has to live eternally. You've got a soul now to live eternally. All that, your beauty, your money, everything, what? Very rich men have died, and when they are dead, do they take all their mansions and put into the coffin for them to go? No, sir. What did the prophet say? The prophet, what did he say? What will we meet with our God? Character. Amen. The only thing that you meet up with him when you die is what? Is your character. All what you gained will be left behind. You're going to meet him with what? With your character. So now, the prophet came back to the conversation between this rich young ruler. So he started, the rich young ruler said, "Good master, what shall I do to have eternal life?" Then Jesus said, "Why do you call me good when you know there is only one good, and that is God?" And then Jesus said, "Thou knowest the commandments, keep them." Then the young man said, "What commandments, master?" He said, "The commandments of honor thy father and mother and so forth." He said, "This I have done from my youth up." See, I've done all this. Then Jesus said, "Yet you are lacking one thing. Go sell all what you have and distribute to the poor and follow me." Amen. And so the prophet said, "What an opportunity." What an opportunity. That same opportunity is what you are listening tonight, this morning. Praise God. Come, follow me. The prophet said, "What an opportunity." That could have been, said, that could have been Peter, James, or John. Oh, yes, that is true. The prophet called all these three, and it is true. Let's turn to Matthew 4, 18 to 20, and you see the difference here. Matthew 4, 18 to 20. "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Mm-hmm. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." 20. "And they straightway left their nets and followed him." Oh, praise the Lord. You see it? They left all what they are doing and straight away they followed him. Let's go on. 21. "And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And immediately left the sheep and their father and followed him." Oh, praise the Lord. Left everything. No questioning. They followed him. Compared to this young man here. Opportunity. So as even you are hearing, oh, the same, the call is right here. All of us. Now, all of us, the call. Come, follow me. Amen. Let your heart just respond and say amen. 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 He said, all the potentials that he had in him. This young man had all the potentials. All the potentials he had in him. He's young. Rich, influence, where he could have what? Presented to the gospel. And yet, turned it down. See? As you are seated here, you have the potentials. You have the potentials to do service to God. Make use of your youth and potentials, because it is very, within a short time you can learn anything. Praise the Lord. Because your minds are very fast. You can learn something immediately. It shouldn't be only one person in the house here. When that person is not around, then there is what? A vacuum. No, sir. Praise the Lord. No, sir. Very good. My brother is seated over there. Let everybody know how to use the computer behind. So that you can make a what? A timetable. And you'll be following. Ah, it's my turn this Sunday. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Even when I was a young boy, you know one thing? Presby, the bell that we were fighting over it all the time. We go to church very early, everybody. The catechists will come and open and we will be rushing, fighting one another. Everybody wants to be what? Rowing the bell. You see, so they had to make a timetable for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that we'll just be going, boom, 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 boom. Oh, my brother, even that one. We were rushing to do what? To do a service to God. Amen. And now you are here, the truth here. Oh, do something. Amen. The potentials are there. Amen. Make use of them to the glory of God. Amen. Learn how to play the guitar. Oh, the keyboard is there. I see only Michael plays the tom here. You can be learning those things. If Michael doesn't come to church, that one, the vacuum is created. Your father, James, then the old man, you go and sit there. The one young man, you are seated here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Huh? Use from today. Amen. Learn something. Amen. And do it to the glory of God. Amen. 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 The potentials are there. Make use of that potential. He said, all the potentials that he had in him, to use it for the gospel and yet turn it down. It's just painful. He turned it down. You see. Now, he turned it down. When you turn it down, you got to follow something. Follow Jesus. If you don't follow him, you got to follow. Then your mind will follow something else. See. He said, follow me. Now, he had to follow someone. Now he had to either follow. Now listen closely, the youth. Listen closely. He had to follow. Now he had to either follow the influence of the people he was associated with. See, this young rich ruler. When Jesus said, follow me, and he turned him down, what? Either he had to now follow the influence of the people he's associated with, his friends. Or the influence of some young lady. And if you are a lady, also the influence of some young man with a very serpentine lips. Amen. He had a serpent lips. Look, the back pocket is empty papers that he puts there. When we were young, see, you push papers, empty papers here, and then when the girls see, they say, ah, he has money. Eh? Oh, praise the Lord. There is nothing. It's just what? Papers. Old papers, even not the new one. So the influence of some lady or some young man, see, some influence of some gang of boys that he has been associated with. If you leave Jesus Christ, is one of them you follow. Or the colleagues in the school. This is the greatest of all, colleagues in the school, classmates, the influence of the peer group. Children, watch it closely. The prophet said, if you want to follow any of them, watch whom he is following or she is following. Amen. He said, in all his goodness, yet he knew he didn't have eternal life. And kiss. He said, what you got to think about now? He said, now, look at the boy, this rich young ruler. Tonight, what he could have been. Just thought, if he had followed Christ, what he could have been. And what he is tonight. Because he didn't follow Christ, where he is. Tell me where he is. Where is the boy now? He's waiting for what? Waiting for judgment. The prophet said, he's somewhere. He's waiting for judgment. He's waiting to face what? Judgment day. Amen. To present it to him. Let me tell you, I think I've spoken of this thing before. A young man had a dream. He had a dream, and he was going to a place, and there was a man seated by the door of a lift. And he was hearing two different sounds. He was hearing one, real gospel songs and everything. And then he could hear also worldly songs also somewhere. Then when he got there, the man asked him, welcome. You have heaven and hell. Which way you want to go? So, I said, I would like to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Said, okay, take the card, slip in, and the lift will take you up, to take you to heaven. So he took the card, slipped in. The lift took him up, and he saw a wonderful scene. Amen. Oh, so great the joy. Hallelujah. Then, just started tapping his leg like this. Okay. He went back into the lift again. He went to the level ground again. He said, please, just if you won't be angry, I just want to go down also to go and see what is happening there. He said, yes, I will come back. So because you had to return my edition. He said, I'll come back. I said, okay. So he gave him the card to go down. And when he went down, hey, he saw his friends. Real jamboree. He saw all the great, great world musicians over there. People were enjoying. Oh. He saw his friends. He said, come. Welcome. He said, hell. So, joy over here. My. He said, okay, I'm coming. So he went up, he had to go and tell the man his decision. So when he went up, he said, anyway, up there is okay, but I saw a lot of my friends down there. So, are you sure you want to go there? In fact, all my friends, they are there. So please, I want to say, okay, take the card. Goodbye. So with joy, his friends, he went, the door opened. What is it? He saw rather what? People under task. They were being whipped. Kicked. And they were all stooping with fear in their eyes. Say, but I was here. Somebody came, kicked him. He said, look, I'm Satan. I did that to entice you, to deceive you. So now you've come here, you have nowhere to go. Come on, join the group over there. No, he wanted to, oh, please, I want to go back. He was calling. No way. Praise the Lord. You see what? That is what Satan is doing. The whole world, what he's doing, he's enticing you. What is all you are seeing around is enticement. Enticing you. To deceive you. To come and join. And you see where you go. Praise the Lord. See how the devil entices? Deceived him. He made those things so beautiful to entice you. And when you go in, then you see. So the young man was lost. So when he woke up from the dream, he said, hey, it was a dream. He went straight to the pastor. Pastor, this is my dream. For today, I will sleep in the church. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It was a dream. Huh? But we are seeing it in reality. We are seeing everything in reality. So make your decision now. Said the same opportunity is before you. The prophet said the same opportunity is before you. Amen. He said the same opportunity is presented to you, kids, almost under the same circumstances. Amen. What the guy, the dream is presented to you to make what? Your choice. You said you are fine kids, good personality, fine fathers and mothers, and you have what? You don't have to even work. You always work and make sure that you are what? You are okay. He said, but there is something else that goes with that. There is something that goes with what? That word. It never dies. It's still challenging every young man, every young woman. Come, follow me. Still challenging. The word of God never dies. It's still challenging you this morning. Come, follow me. Or you want to go to the world a little and come? You want to go to the world a little and come back? You won't come back. Like the young man, he didn't come back again. So don't say that, let me just go and enjoy a little. Hey, maybe you just go and enjoy a little and off. That is the date God will call you. And that is the position where God saw you. Among the world. Praise the Lord. Because we don't know your hour, your time. You don't know it. So just asleep, you want to go a little and come back. That day, oh, God forbid, car knocks you down, that's the end. Go and meet your God. Said, where did the car knock you? Praise the Lord. He said, which you kids, you are all fine kids, and you are bound to have what? Friends. But watch what kind of friend you have. If that friend follows Christ, go with that friend. Follow Christ too. But if it doesn't, don't do it. Amen. If that friend is not following Christ, don't do it. Praise the Lord. Now I'm coming to the parents a little. Parents, I'm talking from experience. One thing is that apart from our altar, prayer altar, one thing that actually holds the children of God, your children, at least 1 month, have meeting with them. Amen. Sit down with them. Give them equal platform. Praise the Lord. Put on the table the question of what? Finance, work, the house activities, all these things. Put all and listen to what they will also say. They have suggestions. Amen. They bring up what? Real good suggestions. Don't consider them that they are too young. Start from now. Amen. So today is what? It's our meeting day. And after you talk everything, then you end up with what? Prayer. Listen to what they are saying. And when they say something that is really good, let it be implemented to encourage them. Amen. House meeting, home meeting. Bring them together. Let them talk their mind, their thoughts, everything. Let them feel that kind of what? Freedom to what? To speak. Praise the Lord. So that all the, whatever is in their heart, they pour them out. And then you know their needs. You know their problems. Praise God. It really brings what? The whole family into what? One harmony. It brings Christ in the midst. Praise God. So let us do that, brethren. And then another from the Bible, from the scripture, he said, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Amen. Provoke not your children, but bring them up in the nature and admonishing of God. Amen. Let's not forget that. And then coming to you, children, listen. Hebrews 6, 1 to 4. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Amen. Amen. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I've told your parents what they need to do. They should not put you to wrath, but always what? Bring you into what? The admonition of the Lord. And now listen to your own. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. See? Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. Verse 3. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen. Oh, I give a wrong addition. I said Hebrews 6. Ephesians. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see. Now let's go to Ephesians 5 and let's read from there as we close. Amen. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, 1 to 17. And take notice of it closely. Children, and we parents also, we are taking notice of everything. It said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It said, and walk in love as Christ also loved us. And had given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. He said, but fornication and all uncleanness. What is uncleanness? Not that uncleanness most of the time is what? Filthy lust. Lust. Amen. That one always is in your mind. Filthy lust. All uncleanness and covetousness. See, covetousness. When you have an insatiable desire for something, you crave for something, you see. Let it not be once named among you. as becometh of what? Saints. Praise the Lord. Children, are you listening? Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. Let not anyone be what? Named among you. Neither filthiness nor foolish talkings. Foolish talking. The prophet said, when those apostles, they went into the upper room, he said what? The power of what? The Holy Ghost shook them till it changed their language unto what? Heavenly language. Amen. So we have earthly language. And those are foolish talking. Praise the Lord. No jesting. Too much cracking of jokes. Praise the Lord. Which are not convenient, but rather giving of what? Thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, see, whoremonger, you know whore already, whore, who is a whore? A prostitute. Someone who has what? Many partners. What a whoremonger. And when we say monger, someone who trade in that thing. You trade in that thing. So we have fishmonger. Fishmongers, he trades in what? In fish. Then we have the rumor monger. All the time going make rumor. Rumor monger, yes, you trade in it. That's your trade. Oh! Praise the Lord. No whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any, or that, who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. If you do all this, you have what? You don't have any inheritance. So let no man deceive you with what? Vain words. Amen. See? Vain words, conversations that will not bring any profit to you. For because of these things cometh what? The wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye what? Light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all what? Goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But rather reprove them. Amen. 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 Reprove them. Don't ever be fellowship. Never have any fellowship with what? Unfruitful works of what? Darkness. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee what? Light. Oh, if you are sleeping, get awake now. Yeah. Amen. And if you have awoken, if you have awake, sit up. If you are sitting, stand up. If you are standing, start walking. If you are walking, you are in the condition of walking, start running. And if you are in the same condition of what, running, start flying. Start flying like that eagle. Amen. over everything. See them that ye walk, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. Amen. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Amen. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Children, this is your message. Amen. I want to hear the children say amen. Oh, I want to hear it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Sunday school teachers, do the children have any song for us? Can you organize it? Just a quick one. Amen. Yes. Anyone want, any child, okay, if not all the children, any child, any boy or girl who wants to sing, come and sing to the glory of the Lord. You want to sing? Oh, why? I want someone to come and sing. Hey, today, what do you say no? Oh, praise the Lord. David, you want to come and sing? Oh, praise the Lord. But someone got to sing. Amen. Yeah, I think Beatrice is ready.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Beatrice. Come, come. Ah, God bless you. Give her a hand. Oh. Oh, you want Mike to come with you? Ah. Mike, come, come, come. Come along with him. Come along with him. Come. Amen.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, do hear me wrong, they are weak but he is strong. Jesus loves me.
Let the church all sing along with them.
He loves, he are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
Little ones to them belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yeah, Jesus loves me. Yeah, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. bless you. God bless you. Okay. Let's stand and sing the one or two songs and then.
salvation God is come.
He saves. I will live. He took the form of man. He revealed the plan. Oh, glorious mystery.
Our precious brother David to come and close us with prayer. Amen.
This old world
can never,
never hold me.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for your loving kindness, Lord, your grace and mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Father, which you so richly bestowed unto us upon this day. Amen. Father, how at the beginning, Lord, of the service, we asked you, Lord, Father, that you'd come and speak to us, Lord, let it not be a man.
Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, Father, to minister unto our hearts, unto our souls, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, though indeed our brother, Lord, from the start said you are speaking to the children. But Lord, you said that except we be like children, Father, we cannot
Amen.
See the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Father
Amen.
God, and we know, Lord, that in your kingdom, you don't have grandchildren, Lord.
Yes.
You only have children, sons
Amen.
And daughters, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we're so thankful for speaking to us, Lord. Father, even upon this day, and we pray once again, Lord, that, Father, the word, Lord, which has gone out, we know, Father, that it will always achieve that which you set out
Amen.
For, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you knew of this day from before the foundation of the
yes,
world.
Lord.
And you knew what we would need, O God.
Yes.
So, Father, we so much know and trust that this was the bread for us upon this day. This was manna from heaven.
Amen.
Lord, how we ask you for grace, Lord. Even as you trusted us, Lord, with these young children that we have.
Yes, Lord.
You trusted each family, Lord, and the children that we have. You trusted us that we could mind them, that we could, Father, encourage them in your ways.
Yes,
that, Lord,
Jesus,
we can help them along that
Lord.
Journey. That we can be responsible parents, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, where we failed you, how we ask you to forgive
us.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Oh, be merciful to us,
Lord.
Yes, we pray, oh God, that Lord, you'd take each and every child, Lord, that's present here today, Father.
Amen.
From the youngest one, Lord, to the teenagers, Father. Lord, to even, Father, the young ladies and young men, Lord, that
yes,
are
Lord.
Not yet married, Lord. They're still along this journey of life.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you minister to each and every need, oh God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, please be merciful. Because, Lord, we know, Father, as you said, it's not of he that runneth or he that willeth.
Yes.
But it's you that shows grace and mercies,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Lord, and you've shown special grace and mercies to our children.
Yes,
because
Lord.
They've already have a head start, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, that we've learned things, the right way to do things, Father, and the wrong way.
Yes.
So they don't need, Father God, Lord, to find out the hard way themselves.
Amen.
So Lord, please circumcise their ears.
Yes,
that they
Lord
can
Jesus.
Hear, Lord. Father, that
yes.
your word can penetrate deep down into their heart,
yes, Lord.
Lord. Father, for that's the place you desire to dwell,
Amen.
Lord. Be merciful to our children, Lord. You know,
Amen.
Father, the day that we're living in, how wicked it is. And you know, Lord, how Satan is like a roaring lion.
Mm.
Father, desiring, Lord, to destroy especially our children, oh
yes.
God. Because they're the cream, Lord God. They're the cream of the earth, Lord. So, Lord, we're trusting that you'd grant grace and mercy. We apply the token,
Amen.
Lord, even upon this day. That, Lord,
Amen.
We claim each and every one of them, Lord.
Yes.
Let none be lost, Father.
Amen.
But, Lord, instead we pray that, Lord God, this... As the brother said, Lord, if any is weak, Lord, let them now get strength.
Amen.
If they're sitting, let them stand, Father.
Amen.
Let this word be a preparation even for the forthcoming meetings, O
yes,
God.
Lord, Jesus.
Lord, that, Lord, it'll be just a wonderful time when the saints, Lord, especially the youth will gather.
Amen.
Be merciful to us, Lord.
Yes,
how we
Lord.
Thank you once again for your word. Father, we want to pray, Lord, as well for every heart, Lord, that's lifted up to you upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you know the needs and desire of all of your children, Lord.
Yes,
all your
Lord.
People present here, Father.
Amen.
Visitor, and there's no visitors in your house, Lord.
Yes.
Father, but all are your children, and you know each one's need. We pray, Father, that you'd meet us all at our point of need.
Amen.
Father God, we want to pray for our pastor, Lord, who's
yes,
away.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we trust that he was a blessing there where he was
Amen.
In Wales.
Amen.
And Lord, how we ask for grace upon his family who remained
Amen.
Here. And him, Lord, give him traveling mercies as he journeys back.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, Lord, those that couldn't make it today, for whatsoever reason, undertake for them.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, even as we've come to the end of this time, Lord, in your house, we pray that your spirit would go with us, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, may your spirit be with us in our cars.
Yes.
To protect us, to watch over our conversation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
To watch over what we say and do.
Amen.
Father, be with us and keep us safe, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Please meet all our needs, Lord, even in the week coming, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
We just commit everything to you. Father, we have some young people who are sitting exams, Lord, next week.
Yes,
how we want to pray, Lord, that you open up their understanding, Lord.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
You give them, Lord, the things that they have prepared, Lord.
Oh, yes,
Father,
Lord.
May you do it in such a way that they'll know, though they studied, though they prepared, but they'll know that it was your grace
yes,
that even
Lord,
increased that which they prepared, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray and we commit this to you. Thankful, Lord, for our brother who was faithful, Lord. We pray you restore virtue unto him, Lord.
Thank
restore
you, Lord
strength,
Jesus.
Lord. Father, we pray even for his family who's not here. They've traveled,
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Be
Jesus.
With them where they are, oh God. Father, we give thanks to you once again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, Lord. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, let's just sing and dismiss.
Touch your people once again. Oh.
After we just march out, there is a car for dedication for our precious brother Greg. So, everybody, as many that can come, let's go and dedicate the car.
Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your prayer. precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living, glorious church. Not for temporary. Touch your people, touch your people. Touch your